there's a lot of foods I won't eat in front of other people because there's already a natural bias against a man of my dimensions eating that I already don't look good eating things because I look like a starved dog. Like you catch me eating ribs and they're like, who is that feral creature over there? I'm like the male version of Nell, if anybody remembers that movie. Got my own language and everything. But apples, sneakily will not do those either. Just can't.
What about like a club sandwich? What about, you know, it's like a triple decker club sandwich.
Where you got like almost have to press the sandwich down. To chomp on it?
Yes.
Not, won't do it.
No.
No.
All right.
Like that's, you know, like for a long time, yeah, like I'll eat a burger in public because it doesn't last. And again, strong hands, ground beef, you can compress it. But like for a long time growing up, like as a heavy set kid, I was like, I'm going to eat chicken tenders in public because it's safe. Because everybody would be like ribs are a great one. Steak's pretty discreet. So I'd eat a steak in public. But like there's just so many foods that if you are a fat guy, everyone, it's like 10%, like adds on the shame points. I'm like, you looked like very suggestive looking like when you eat a hot dog. Like they're just this fat dudes don't look good eating food. Again, it looks like we're famished. It looks like there's like a medical condition at play. Like we're like zombies, but like substituting like vegan zombies instead of eating human flesh. No, we've actually gone to animal flesh.
I'm just hoping that I don't develop some type of complex now of just looking at night. Like I'm going to have this dream and I'm going to be opening my eyes and Nick's going to be walking in my room while I'm eating an apple. And I'm going to be like, oh boy.
Well, I won't be there for the apple.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. Thanks, Nick.
So we do have the 5 of 5 coming up. But I'll be honest with you. I think you know, we started the show. Are you nervous? Are you excited about the Guardians? And the last time I checked, and you guys can vote at Nick Wilson says, I think it was like 70% of people saying excited, 30% saying nervous. I think what's been really interesting to watch is the push and pull of, oh, crap, the Tigers are for real. At the same point, the other thing is the elimination of the Orioles and Astros, I think, has given people some more hope that you could go the distance because all of a sudden it feels like the only true thing in your way is the Yankees and the AL.
Well, and I think looking at it right now, yeah, that's a huge proponent right there of getting those two teams out of it that played pretty good baseball all season long. And, you know, for me looking at this, early on we talked about it. I'm still looking at it from this perspective of being nervous as a fan. And the reason I say that is playing at this high level and being in the locker room and knowing what it takes to win games, that's a tough sell for me right now, knowing how hot the Tigers are.
Does the elimination of the – or are you one of those people that the Orioles and Astros getting out of the playoffs means you're a little bit more confident the Guardians can make a run?
I say Astros, yes. Orioles, or the O's, Orioles. I was thinking like food right now, right?
You looked
I'm thinking
me,
like dunking Oreos.
You looked at the fat man and you thought Oreos. It's okay. All right. I'll be honest. I'll take that association.
Right. There we go.
Because when I look at myself, I also think I should get some Oreos.
Well, we were at Walmart last night and I'm looking at Oreo thins right now and I'm like, oh man, those are so tasty.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Nobody asked for Oreos thins. Like, nobody asked for that. This is a double stuff community here that we're going for.
Right.
Thank
all day
you very
long.
Much.
I'll take the double stuff too. But getting back to the O's. I wasn't a big sell on them. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at it, they didn't play great baseball down the road. And it showed yesterday and the day before with the Royals beating up on them. Now, with the Astros losing out, yeah, that makes it easier on that side of it. You still have to go up against the juggernaut, though, in the Yankees. I mean, until they aren't in the playoffs year in and year out, you have to worry about them.
So there's always this catch-22. I think this, you know, we just had Pete Futek talking about Ohio State and this Iowa game. Is it a challenge? Is it a trap game? Whatever. I do think if you're going to win at some point, you need to be challenged in a real way. And so I think if I'm a Tigers fan, I'm like, all right, this team did have one more win against us than we had against them this season. And also, you know, the one kernel of doubt you should have if you're a Detroit fan is you haven't lost yet in the postseason. And losing in the postseason is a different mental hit than it is losing in the regular season. It's just a different thing. The pressure amplifies in a way that is not, If you don't have postseason experience, you don't know what that's like, right?
I would say losing, yes, but I think it depends on when you lose those games. Mm-hmm. If you go up 1-0, okay, so you're losing 1-0, right? You're down 0-1, I'm sorry. And then you come back and win that. Now it's even. It's an even match. It's 1-1. Mm-hmm. Now, if you win the first game and then you lose the next two games, now it's an uphill climb because it's a five-game series. So I think it's when you lose those games, and especially like home field advantage-wise, I think that plays into it. But going back to it, the Tigers right now, they have nothing to lose right now in these games. They've already beat the Astros. They're on a high cloud right now coming in and facing the guards.
I just think it's funny, this idea, because if somebody does beat us in the playoffs, at next round, we're kind of rooting against them, right? And what was interesting, and I just think back to the Houston Texans, I was surprised how many people that were like, people, that after the Texans beat the Browns, they were like, well, okay, I like C.J. Stroud. So if they made a deep run, like that's one of the first times I can remember being like, that team beat us in the playoffs. I kind of want them to keep succeeding. And I think it's interesting. If the Tigers do beat you, you can't possibly root for the Yankees, right? You're going to have to root for the Tigers to represent the American League because bleep the Yankees.
Well, I will tell you this. You ask any Cleveland fan, whether it's the Browns, whether it's the Guards, whether it's the Cavs, they will never in 100 years cheer for anything Detroit. They won't ever cheer for anything north of the border.
Interesting about that is, because you're right, I do think Detroit's kind of like an underrated. There was the Cavs and Pistons teams, the Bad Boys in the 80s. There was, like, in your time playing in the aughts, you had some taste of a little rivalry there.
You did.
Between the Indians and the Tigers. But yet, what's the one thing Guardians fans hate more than
Tigers? Everybody can say, right? It's the Yankees. Yeah, all day long.
And it's funny, going back to before the AL Central, the Yankees, I mean, the Indians were in the boat like 90% of the AL. If you were in a division with the Yankees, you hated the Yankees more than anybody else.
Well, and I look at it this. If the Guards lose that series, right? If they lose this series against the Tigers, I'm probably going to be done watching the AL side of it. I'll go on and I will cheer for every single NL team to go up and destroy the AL teams for that reason. And I have a little take in it only because the Padres, they have some people that I know very, very well. And I'm very close to still to this day. So I would be cheering and rooting on the Padres to go as deep as possible if the Guards aren't there.
So I also like that the Padres are a small market team.
Very much so.
And even though they don't spend like it because there's no competition in that market, I also like the idea that you traded your best player who wasn't going to re-sign with you and then you go win a World Series. That's boss. I will say, in the AL, even if the Tigers beat the Guardians, I'm going to have to root for them. And unless it's the Royals, then I don't think I have a dog in that fight. But if the Guardians don't advance beyond the ALDS, I'm going to have to be anybody but the Yankees or Dodgers. Because the thing that I always root for, the thing we don't get enough, is like the Royals in 2013. That small market team comes up and win a World Series. I know baseball hates it I think baseball's mentality is, the World Series is best when you have the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, the Cubs. The White Sox haven't been there in 20 years, but the White Sox.
Braves.
The Braves. I think maybe Texas, even though they're not seen as a big market. I mean, that Dallas is a top five market in America. So there's the Cardinals in a way, because they're like a historically like great team. So there's like 11 teams that they want in the postseason. The thing that I love about this postseason, and again, this is the thing that I'm going to try and keep in perspective. The Tigers winning over you is going to suck if it does happen. But I'd rather root for those people than the Yankees, much in the same way I'd rather root for the Padres or the Brewers than the Dodgers or the Phillies.
So let's do it this way. Let's say the Royals take out the Yanks.
Mm-hmm.
Are you rooting for the Tigers or the Royals at that point?
I'm rooting for the NL at that point. Actually, right. Honestly.
Why? I mean, at that point, it just shows how strong the AL Central really, really is.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Oh, boy.
Like, people who do that thing of like, well, a win for the AL Central is a win for the... No, it's not. No, it'll just be a reminder that my team could have done that, And they did. Are you one of those AL Central truthers over there?
No, I'm really not. I just want to play devil's advocate right here.
And I appreciate that honesty because I'll be honest, if you were like, yeah, go Royals, I'd be like, I'm going to need you to stop talking now and exit stage left.
Ouch.
I'm going to need you to go eat another apple in front of me here. No
apple pie for you.
Oh, okay. I mean, I take it all back. 216-474-0092. Will you be rooting for the winner of this ALDS series, regardless of who it is? That answer is complicated because it is totally dependent on what you do. But getting back to it, because I think I lost my train of thought on this, there is a part of me that's like, as much as I'd love to take on the Royals, more so than the Yankees. And listen, the Royals have Bobby Witt Jr. That dude is capable of taking over a series single-handedly, and he didn't have to in the first round of the playoffs. Like, they had a lot of guys pitching in on that win there. What I will say is, as much as I'd love, hey, give me as easy of a path to a title as possible, I don't think it works that way. Selfishly, if you can give me you can give me the Tigers, then the Royals, so two wild card teams, and then like the Rockies in the World Series who aren't even in the playoffs, I'd take it. You're going to have to beat somebody really good to win a World Series. And I think that's the sooner you face that test of a team that you're like, I think they're better than us, a team that you go in saying, I don't know we can beat them, the sooner you have that kind of win, the sooner I think you actually might truly be a World Series contender.
I think the looking at it from the NL perspective, they have some stronger teams than the AL does currently right now with just the way they're playing the baseball game.
So I know Dodgers and Phillies. I guess there's four teams left. Well, no, that's not true because
No, there's still five right now.
Yeah, there's still five going right now. Man, I think the Braves are totally screwed without Sale, so I would like to see the Braves advance. Just because at some point, it's like the Guardians when you lost Cookie, when you lost Bauer in the playoffs too, where you're like, you went from three guys to start a game to one. That's going to catch up with you. That's going to catch up with the Braves. I'd prefer it's in the World Series against the Gardos and we get revenge for 95. 216-474-0092. Will you be rooting for the winner of this ALDS series between the Guardians and Tigers no matter what? Mike and Stowe, we'll come back with you. More to come on 92.3 The Fan.